What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to My Social Life. This is the podcast where we teach you how to grow on social media by talking to people who have actually done it. I'm your host, Jacob Kelly. As always, today's podcast is powered by Surf. And today is a takeaways episode. And if you're new here, what a takeaways episode is where I sit down and break down the most recent podcast episode of the week. And today, we're discussing my conversation with Jordan Sanford. Now, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the full podcast yet, I highly recommend you go back and do so. But if you don't have time to listen, I respect your time. And so I'll give you a quick TLDR rundown on who Jordan is. Jordan is a content creator and entrepreneur from Cleveland, I believe Cleveland, Ohio. He's from Ohio, I know that. And so he has his own company called Sanford Social, where he manages social media for a bunch of luxury car dealerships in his area. And through that, he started creating his own content for his social media where he shows off the luxury cars of his different clients. And from showing off these luxury cars, he's grown to over 1.3 million subscribers on TikTok, 1.3 million followers on TikTok, 145,000 subscribers on YouTube. And so he's been popping off lately on social media. He went from 100,000 to over 1 million in 9 months on TikTok. We connected on Instagram after he saw a video I did with JT Barnett. And so I just reached out and I said, what's up? And we ended up going back and forth and ended up booking him on the podcast. That's how Jordan ended up here on the show this week. And so I'll get into my takeaways from our conversation. As always, I'll try and do these bullet point style as fast as I possibly can, get you out of here in 10 to 15 minutes. All right. So my first takeaway from my conversation with Jordan is that you have to find other ways to showcase you and your personality that build a brand that aren't in the feed. And so one thing that a lot of people struggle with, especially on TikTok, and we'll probably get into some of these later on in this takeaways, is they blow up for a specific reason. They're stuck to a niche. And actually, that's something a lot of early creators always, that's kind of like their pushback when someone ever says like, focus on a niche. Like, why don't we be too boxed in? And so I think the beauty with social media is there's so many different avenues for you to post your content. You got TikTok, but on TikTok, now you got TikTok stories. You can go live on TikTok. You can post on your Instagram stories. You can post on your Instagram feed. You know, you got Reels, you got YouTube. There's all these different avenues that you can put content out there. So if you want to be more multifaceted, you don't want to just stick to a niche. My kind of takeaway from my conversation with Jordan, what he's done is, so he posts about cars and stuff on his TikTok, but he'd go live with his son. And then now you're learning that this isn't just a guy that shows a cool car. This is Jordan. Jordan has a kid. He has a family. This is who this guy is. You're deepening your relationship with your followers through the other ways you can post content on social media. And by doing so, one, you're deepening the relationship with your followers. You're showing off more of who you are as a person, and you're not diluting why people are following you in the first place. They're following you for what they're getting in the feed, but there's all these other touch points you have with your followers that you can leverage to showcase who you are, incorporate more things than just your niche. And I just thought that was an interesting takeaway, that you can find other ways to showcase your personality and build brand that aren't directly in the feed. Now, my next takeaway here, I asked Jordan, you know, how did you go from 100,000 followers on TikTok to 1 million in 9 months? And he just said, he went hard. Like, he was posting every single day, more than every single day, 2, 3, 4 times a day. He was just posting all the time, learning, spending as much time on TikTok as he possibly could. And I think in a social media world where, yes, it's easier than ever for you to create content, you also have to understand that it is also easier than ever for anyone to create content. So as a result, there is more competition. And I'm not saying that competition means you can't win. I think that we live in a world of abundance where there's enough for everyone to win. But it's just going to be that much harder for you to stand out in a crowd. And so if you want to stand out, you've got to be going hard. You've got to try and outwork the competition, especially in the beginning. I don't think you have to do it forever. I mean, maybe you do. We're not going to get into how long and how hard you should work. If you want to grow on social media, it's hard work and you got to put that work in. Another thing too, which leads into my next takeaway, actually, in terms of standing out, I asked Jordan about standing out, you know, and he says, luckily for him, he was able to create a unique style and that has allowed him to stand out on social media. You know, for him, he kind of looked inwards and he's like, what do I like? What do I not like? What do I have accessible to me? You know, luxury cars at scale. A lot of people don't have that. He doesn't like to be on camera either. He doesn't like to talk on camera as well. And so that's led to him creating this interesting style of, he kind of describes them as ASMR type videos almost, where he doesn't talk. He's on camera a little bit, but he's really showing off the cars in a unique way that you don't necessarily see everywhere else. It's not a typical car review where he's sitting there walking you through the car. He's just kind of showing it, letting you see it from a unique perspective. And I think that's something as well that on social media, TikTok specifically, we look around and we see, okay, what's working? Who's popular? Okay, how can I do that? How can I siphon off some of this virality, some of this attention that this person has or this trend has? that can help me grow. And I think while that's cool, it only gets you so far. And if you really want to stand out, you really want to separate yourself and you really want to create a brand, you have to be unique. And I think that there's a way to be unique by imitating others. I think you should be imitating others in the beginning because you don't necessarily know what works, what doesn't. So you should be imitating people and figuring out what you like, what works, and combining multiple people's styles to create your own unique one. But I don't think you should just be purely copying. You should try and find ways that you can stand out and be unique. And that's not easy because if it was easy, everybody would be being unique right now. But it's not always easy to do. And so you need to find ways to be unique to help yourself stand out on social media. And also that kind of ties into another takeaway that I had here, man. We are flowing today between takeaways. Because Jordan doesn't really do trends all that often. You know, he says every once in a while, if there's one that's really relevant to his account, he'll maybe think about doing it. And sometimes he will do it. But for the most part, he doesn't do trends and he sticks to his unique style that works. And I want to highlight that specifically as a takeaway because we often hear, you want to grow on TikTok, you know, use hashtag FYP, hashtag for you page, use the trending sounds, follow all the trends and videos and stuff. And while yes, that does work, I'm not saying it doesn't work, it makes you basically a copy of everyone else. And so there's nothing special that separates you and it doesn't make you unique like we just talked about. But I want to highlight that because Jordan has grown, like I said, to over 1.3 million followers today on TikTok and he doesn't really do trends. And so he's a living proof that you can grow on TikTok without doing trends. I even think last week's guest, Sean Millay, another great example of this. You know, he doesn't really follow trends. He creates his own unique narratives on TikTok that you're not getting anywhere else. And that's how he's grown his audience. And so I think that it's possible to grow without trends. And I think if you grow, again, you can use trends every once in a while when it makes sense for you and the brand you're building. But if you're just exclusively trends, that's not building anything unique or special. People aren't going to remember you for that. And so you don't need to do trends to grow. And this leads me into the next takeaway. We are on a roll today. Man, what is this question here? And this came up last week as well. And it's just such an important question. It keeps coming up in my conversation. So I really want to highlight it again is what do you want to be known as? What do you want to be known for? You know, so many people are caught up today wanting to be known that they don't take the time to stop and think about what do you want to be known for or known as? And if you're just doing trends, what are you known as? What are you known for? Nothing original, nothing unique, nothing of substance that's going to make people stick around for the long haul. And so you need to really ask yourself, what do you want to be known as? What do you want to be known for? And make sure your content maps towards that. Make sure you're building towards that. And you know, sometimes as we go through day to day, we lose track of our content. You know, like I understand, you know, sometimes like you look where you started and like 3 months later, you're somewhere completely different and you just kind of incrementally got there and you didn't mean to. But that's why it's important to also, into my next takeaway here, study your content. You know, that's something Jordan does. You know, he studies his content often. He looks at what's working, what's not working. Why is it working? You know, we've talked about studying other people's content, which I think is important to do. Again, it's like there's a fine balance here between purely copying, imitating, and kind of trying to learn what works on the platform. You have to be respectful of the platform you're posting on. You can't just disregard the fact that you're on TikTok and you're trying to post horizontal videos that have a long winding intro. Like that's not going to work. You have to be respectful of the platform and what works, but you also need to do that for your own content. You need to study your own content because what works for someone else might not work for you. And what works for you might not work for someone else. So while you also should be studying other people's content and figuring out what works on the whole, on the macro, you need to also look at yourself in the micro and figure out what's working for you and study your content. Make sure while you're studying your content that your content is mapping towards what you want to be known as. And for my last, I have last two takeaways here is that one was I asked her, you know, like when, you know, how do you deal with the fluctuating view count? You know, on TikTok, you know, he has videos with 8 million views. He has videos with 100,000. You know, that's a big difference. And I asked him like how do you kind of handle that? Like with this roller coaster that is social media. And he said two words. And the two words is now what? Okay, he's got 100,000 views. Now what? Is he going to pack up and go home and delete his account? No, he's going to keep posting. He got 8 million views. Oh, okay, now what? He's not going to just retire on a high and be like, that was a good run. We hit 8 million views. Going to pack it up and go home. No, he's going to keep posting. And so it's the same outcome from two drastically different videos. So I was just asking himself, you know, when things are down in the dumps, now what? Now what? Because you got to keep moving. You can't just stand still no matter what happens. So you just ask himself in situations like that, now what? And I ask you the same thing. If you're, what is something look like for you? just ask yourself that question next time something good happens and next time something bad happens. Like I said, you got to keep moving. You can't just stay standing still. My last takeaway here is a very interesting one. When we haven't had, I know a lot of these takeaways, like they'll repeat from time to time because a lot of there's some pretty standard stuff as a through line to grow on social media and to be successful on social media. There's a lot of things that will pop up over and over again. I still think it's important to highlight them because sometimes maybe the way I say it, maybe the way the guest says it will land for you. And so I think it's important to kind of reinforce some of these things. But this one is one I don't think we've had on here specifically as it applies to Facebook, but is the amount of views you're getting don't always equal. So the amount of views someone gets doesn't mean they're making more money, right? And we can look at just Jordan's profiles as an example of this. He has 1.3 million followers on TikTok. I think he says he has 300,000. No, not even. I think it was 30,000 followers on Facebook. Okay, that's a dramatic difference. That's 1 million. I'm going to do some quick math here. 1,270,000 more followers on TikTok. He's been doing TikTok for a lot longer. He's been doing Facebook for 2 months. He's made more money on Facebook in a month than he has his entire time posting on TikTok, just purely from like their creator programs. TikTok has paid out less in, I don't know how long he's been doing, like a year and a half, 2 years, than Facebook's paying him out per month right now. That's crazy. And I think that we can kind of extrapolate that and use that, apply that to social media as a whole. Views don't necessarily mean someone's more successful. Views don't mean someone's making more money. But what's interesting is as a culture, a society, we look at views as kind of the be all end all. The amount of followers and views someone has dictates how successful they are. And I think, of course, there's some credence to that. You don't build a following for nothing. So I understand there's, but that's not the be all end all. Views do not always equal, views don't show you who's making more money. And I think that's something important to remember. You can still do cool shit and not be getting a million views. You can still make a ton of money and not be getting a million views. So I just want to remind you of that. That as a creator, views do not equal everything. All right? But I want to thank you so much for taking time to listen to this podcast. Whether you listen the entire way through or you only listen to bits and pieces, I really appreciate you for taking time to check this out. Do me a big favor, go and follow Jordan. I'll make sure everything's linked in the show notes down below so you can find it. If you'd like to follow me, you can find me everywhere on social media at the Jacob Kelly. Feel free to come and say hello. My DMs are always open. If you did enjoy today's podcast, be sure to leave us a positive rating and review, share this episode with a friend, and subscribe to the show. I put up brand new interviews every single Tuesday and a brand new takeaways episode is an audio exclusive. I sit down and break down the most recent podcast episode of the week every single Thursday. As always, today's podcast is powered by Surf. Thank you once again for listening. We'll talk soon.